Freak.
Freak.
Accident.
Freak.
Accident.
Freak.
One last stop to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
You know, we could, like, go to jail for this.
Am I going mad? Or did the word fake escape your lips?
I might be dangerous.
I just had the most awesome geek lunch ever. What was it, you ask? Well, I'll tell you, because that's why I'm talking about it. It was Superman Pastaroni, which was like macaroni and cheese with Superman emblem-shaped noodles. And I was reading a comic book, and it was totally a geek's paradise while I was eating lunch. It was nice. I think it would have been even better if maybe I was wearing a classic Stormtrooper costume, but it'd be hard to do that with the mask. I couldn't eat with the mask and keep hitting it. But anyway, welcome back. That's probably what you're thinking. The few of you who have hung on tightly waiting for your weekly dose of freak accident goodness. I know I've been gone for about 2 months, and I'm back at least for now, and I'll explain why I was gone later, but I will also explain where we're going here at the Freak Accident. We're not going away, we're just going to be doing things a little bit differently. So sit tight, relax, and I'm going to get to some comic book reviews, and we're going to do a short episode, and we'll tie things up with the plans for the future. So sit tight, and we'll get this thing going.
Freak Comics.
When I first started the Freak Accident podcast, my initial goal was to do a comic book podcast, you know, just to, you know, chat about comics. And then I realized there is a lot of podcasts devoted to comics because, you know, there's still a lot of comic book fans, especially in my age range, and maybe a little bit older. So what happened was the Freak Accident sort of morphed into a all-encompassing fanboy podcast, and you know, I talked movies, pop culture, all that other stuff, and but I still wanted to go back to comics, because comics I'm very passionate about. Not as passionate as some people, I'm not going to dress up in a costume, but I do like the art form. Really, what I've told people is comics really blend the two things I love the most, movies and books, where you have the image of a movie with the text of a book and literature. So what I did was I really wanted to review comics, and because I'm on a limited budget, I'm married, I have a son, and I have a house, and all these other bills to pay, it's really hard for me to go out and buy comics, or at least a lot of them a month. I do buy comics, I do have comics, but I don't have the budget to support a comic habit like I did back when I was in college. So what I did was I think I've said what I did a lot in this past segment, so I apologize for that. But I was able to send out some solicitations for review copies of various books and comics that are either comic books or comic related. And I got a few, and I'm going to do a couple of reviews just to tide you over until the next episode, whenever that may be. So the first review I'm going to do is for The Scrooge McDuck, or The Life and Times of Scrooge McDuck Companion by Gemstone. So I got this book from Travis Seitler. He sent it to me. He said, if you review it, I'll send you a copy. And it's a really good book. And I know what you're thinking is, what a Disney comic. I mean, why aren't you talking superheroes, guys in tights, that sort of stuff? But I'll be the first to admit, I've never really been a huge Disney fan. Not that I didn't enjoy classic Disney movies like Pinocchio or 101 Dalmatians when I was a kid, or even the core Disney characters like Mickey or Goofy, for that matter. But I'll always remember the afternoons, however, when Disney had a block of television on the local UHF station. 30 minutes of Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers, followed by DuckTales. Now that I think about it, it might have been the other way around, but still, you get the point. Two Disney cartoons, half an hour each every afternoon. DuckTales really was a fun show to watch. It took, to me, a peripheral side character like Uncle Scrooge, who really I had only known as a character from Mickey's Christmas Carol, and gave him a world all his own. add classic characters like Huey, Dewey, and Louie, as well as new-to-me characters like Magical Dispel, and Krugia's number one dime, and this was an accessible, enjoyable universe for any kid to enjoy. Little did I know that Scrooge McDuck actually had a rich history in the world of comics, dating back to the mid-40s, and almost exclusively credited to the great Carl Barks, who is really a legend in the world of comics. Barks took the character of Scrooge and really fleshed him out, and made him less of an unlikable rich ogre depicted in Mickey's Christmas Carol into an adrenaline-junkie adventurer that rivals Indiana Jones. In fact, most of the DuckTales episodes were based on stories that originated with Carl Barks. Now, a few years ago, Gemstone released a collection of stories by Don Rosa, who's a Carl Barks aficionado, and he's a comics legend in his own right. He did a origin series for Scrooge called The Life and Times of Scrooge McDuck, wherein he tells the story of how exactly Scrooge earned his fortune. You know, that giant vault full of money, gold coins and all that stuff. So this past year, Gemstone released A Life and Times of Scrooge McDuck Companion, featuring more stories of a young Scrooge and his quest for the American Dream. This collection is an amazing piece of work, and it makes me want to go out and buy the original Life and Times, not only to make my bookshelf look complete, but because these are fun stories as well as beautiful comics. Don Rolfa is a brilliant artist. Each panel is rich with detail, something that a lot of the mainstream comic books seem to lack. There's also something to be said about the integrity of the character being kept intact. Now, what I mean by that is, while we know this is a Don Rosa book, it still looks like a Disney book. A lot of comics these days change with each creator, particularly in style and look. For instance, a Mike Waringo version of Wolverine looks different than, say, a Humberto Ramos Wolverine. The character is the same, the basic elements of the characters are still there, but you can tell the two different artists drew them. But as with Archie comics, you can always count on Disney comics to look and feel like Disney comics, no matter the creative team behind them. One of the coolest elements of this book is also perfect for a guy like me. You know, the kind of guy who actually watches every special feature on a DVD, particularly the behind-the-scenes features. I love to see how a creator thinks, get into their heads a little bit, and discover exactly what their thought process was in the creation of a story from a nugget of an idea to a full-blown story, and Don Rosa doesn't disappoint. What sets this book apart from other trade paperbacks is that in the middle of each chapter, Don Rosa includes a 2-to-3-page historical breakdown, as well as other Easter eggs for the reader to look for in each chapter. It really does what I enjoy, lets you into Don's head, gives you a glimpse into where each idea came from and why he chose the angle he went with. The other great thing about this book is its friendliness for the child reader. I don't have to worry about the content of a Scrooge McDuck comic. It's clean, it's fun, and just as adventurous as any superhero book and tights out there. As a parent, it's comforting to know that there is some good entertainment for kids that isn't dumbed down like PBS Kids or chock full of gratuitous violence or potential innuendo. I can't recommend this book enough. It's well worth the money you'd spend. The Life and Times of Scrooge McDuck is available at Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. So go out and buy it. Travis will be happy and Gemstone will be happy. The next comic I'm going to review is a comic. It's actually a prelude to an ongoing series by Darkslinger Comics called Ghost Assassin. Ghost Assassin, the prelude at least, is a short comic just to kind of introduce you to the world of this character, who is a hitman. And you don't really get the idea of who he's hunting down, really, from reading the comic book. I'm sure if you continue to read the series, it would give you a little more of a clue. But the premise is sort of like a bounty hunter version of the Ghost Whisperer. The artwork is interesting. It's not terribly bad, like some indie comics have the potential to be, but it's not great. It's not something that pops out. Some of the proportions are odd, some of them are weird, but other than that, it's a pretty comic. It's printed on nice paper, it's printed by Kablam Printing on Demand, and it's a decent comic. However, I wasn't really grabbed by the story. I don't know why. It might be me personally, but the story itself seems weak. It seems a little contrived. You got a hitman who appears to be hunting down gay men, from what I understand, or child molesters. I don't know. I'm sure if I kept reading, like I said, I would understand a little further. But it didn't capture me enough to want to go out and buy it. Ghost Assassin is published by Darkslinger Comics, which was founded in 2004 by Adam Watson. It debuted in February 2006, and since then, Darkslinger has published a steady stream of comics and related items, including sketchbooks and posters. The plans that Darkslinger has for 2007 include two new titles, The Pauper and Chronicles of Van Helsing, as well as continuing its popular Ghost Assassin title. Adam Watson is the owner-operator of Darkslinger Comics, and he is the writer and creator of all of the comic titles, including Ghost Assassin, The Pauper, and Chronicles of Van Helsing. In addition to his work with Darkslinger, Adam was the winner of the first annual Halloween Man contest and runner-up in the Helios Dialogue contest. Charles Carvalho, who is the penciler for Ghost Assassin, has done many projects for local Brazilian companies. Edward Bola is from the Philippines and has colored the Pauper poster in addition to being a colorist on Ghost Assassin. In addition to lettering work for Darkslinger Comics, Dave Roth is also the letterer for Images and series. His previous work includes several titles published by Alias Comics. So if you're interested in Ghost Assassin, check it out yourself. Tell me I'm wrong. I like being wrong. I don't mind being wrong. I'm not offended when I am wrong about a review. But check out Darkslinger Comics at darkslinger.com. That's DarkSlinger.com. And last but not least is a review for a friend of mine, another friend. And I can't recommend this book enough. I know I said that about the Scrooge McDuck comic, but I really can't recommend this more than enough. It's a quick read, and it's called More Than Sparrows, and it's by the great Jamie Cosley. And I will call him the great Jamie Cosley because he's a brilliant storyteller, an amazing artist, and the kind of guy who is able to wrap up his faith in simple images. I liken it to Charles Schulz. Charles Schulz, creator of the Peanuts, created simple-looking characters that are almost impossible to draw. I don't think I could draw like Jamie Cosley. I don't think anybody really can draw like Jamie Cosley. But the thing that he does is he not only draws well or in a unique style, but he writes in a unique style. If you're used to his Tony Pony comics, they're really, you know, short blurbs and they're always funny. More Than Sparrows is a departure from the funny to a more serious story of forgiveness and love. I don't want to spoil anything because I want you to go out and buy the comic. It's a mere $5 and it's well worth it. I think you should buy two or three and give them away to people. But it's a story of forgiveness, and it's a story that I think all of us need to hear. And like I said, it's a quick read. It's like 60 pages of story, and it's really quick. It's heartfelt. It's powerful. And it's the kind of book that we'll look back in years and see this is what Christian comics are capable of. More Than Sparrows is what Christian comics are able to do and able to transcend what you typically see from Christian comics, whether it be a spiritual warfare story or an end time story. This is a real story featuring animals as human characters that you can relate to on any level. He, just like with his comic or comedic comics, he sets things up. And you really have to pay attention to the clues that are set up, because in the end, it makes the ending more powerful. I've read it a few times, and now I'm checking, and I'm catching things as I go. And it's just an amazing graphic novel by Jamie Cosley. It's available from Jamie Cosley's website at, if I can find it. Well, it's available at ChristianComics.net in their store. And his website is BrokenPony.com. That's BrokenPony.com. And go out and buy it. Buy three of them. I'm going to go out and buy a few eventually. Go out and get it. More Than Sparrows is a comic that everybody can enjoy, Christian and non-Christian alike, because it's a story that we all might need to apply to ourselves. That's all I have for comic reviews. And I'm going to tie this up and tell you about the future of the Freak Accident when we come back.
Check, please.
I know the question you've all been asking, at least the handful of you who have been checking for an update of the Freak Accident. You've been asking the question, where have you been, mister? It's like I stayed out too late after curfew, or or I just never came home. Yeah, I haven't been around. But, and I've used this excuse before, but the hiatus has never been this long. And I apologize to those of you who look forward to a podcast from me every week. But the podcast is, it goes on the back burner, let me just say that. When I'm busy, particularly busy with work and family. And recently I got a new job, which really kept me away from a computer for most of the day, which is good, but it kept me on my butt in my car. I'm delivering stuff, and it's really been difficult for me to sit down and not only do show prep, but also sit down and record and then produce the podcast. A general podcast, which usually is about a half hour long, takes me about 2 hours to produce. Not including prep time. And it's just been very difficult for me because I haven't had the time to do the prep, which leads to me not being able to do a podcast, at least a podcast of the quality that I look forward to. Don't use this episode as an example of that. Anyway, so I've been working and I haven't been able to record a podcast. And there's no sign of that ending anytime soon. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, I'm going back to college in January, full-time, you know, 12 credit hours, and also I'll be working. I'm also a father, and I'm also a husband. So podcasting is, well, it's a fun hobby. I'd love to do it to be paid to do it, but I love doing it anyway. But I love doing it right. And I know that I won't be able to devote the time that I would like to devote to it while I'm in school and while I'm working and while I'm a father and a husband. So, no, don't jump to conclusions. The freak accident is not canceled. I'm not canceling the freak accident. I have two options. Number one is the easiest option, and we'll do it like a season. You know, this is season one of the freak accident, and in April or May, around there, when school's out, season two of the freak accident will begin officially. Which is an option. I can just take a hiatus for about 5 months and maybe do another episode or two before the hiatus. And then you'll know that I'm not going to be there and I'm not putting the pressure on myself to, oh, what am I going to do a podcast? When am I going to do prep work? When am I going to do this? When am I going to do that? That's possible. May is a big month. You've got Spider-Man 3 opening in May. So maybe that's when I'll come back and do a steady, you know, once every 2 weeks or something like that. For season two, and be a little steady about it. That's the first possibility. The second possibility is give the podcast to you, the listener, and I mean the listener with a microphone, like I have, and Audacity, or any sound recording software on their computer. You have to be able to communicate, clearly. You have to be able to be exciting. And you have to be able to have the time to do your own prep work, because I can't do it for you. And maybe we can make the freak accident into the Entertainment Tonight of Fanboy Podcast. You know, somebody says, hey, I want to cover a movie. I want to cover this. I want to review a movie on audio. And what you do is you record it on your computer, and then you send me an MP3. And then I will do the post-production work, which I can do, which won't take me that long, especially if you, the listener, record and do your own prep work. And I'll edit and stuff like that and make sure that, you know, things that necessarily might be not family-friendly don't get included and things like that. And I have editorial control. I own the freak accident, so it'd be my podcast. You'd be giving up your material, but I would give you a recommendation if you wanted to record your own podcast or if anybody asked you. You would obviously be a contributing editor to the freak accident. So that's possible. The two choices are there. Right now, obviously, I'm leaning towards the first one. Just breaking up the season, saying this is the end of season one in December, and then coming back strong in May over the summer, and then doing another season hiatus during the school semester. And I'm for that. If you're for it, it's up to you. How do you tell me about this? How do you tell me how you feel? Well, if you've lost my email, it's freakx, that's F-R-E, AKAX at gmail.com. That's freakx@gmail.com. Or you can use the always open Freak Accident listener line at 206-203-2938. That's 206-203-2938. So that's all I have to say about the future, the pending future of the Freak Accident. I really enjoy doing this. I love it. It is a fun thing to do. I love talking to people about my passions. I don't have a lot of friends in the area that are into the things I'm into, so you're like an outlet for me creatively, but also to talk about things that bore my wife to tears. So give me a call, send me an email, let me know what you think about the future of the Freak Accident, and all points will be taken into consideration. Keep checking back at the website. That's freak-accident.blogspot.com, freak-accident.blogspot.com. That's where I'll start posting show updates and things like that, maybe little blog posts or little news items that I find interesting and want to talk about while I'm on hiatus, if I'm on hiatus, and keep the lines of communication open. Thanks to you, the listener. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for sticking by me, and thank you for everything you're going to do for me, whether it be give me feedback about hiatus or if you're going to be able to record for me. So, this has been The Freak Accident. I'm Jeremy, and I'll be back when I can.
The Force will be with you, always.
My life is brilliant.
What? Was I too early? Sorry, should I? Do you want to start over or keep going? Okay, now?
My life is brilliant. Your life's a joke. You're just pathetic. You're always broke. Your homemade Star Trek uniform really ain't impressing me. You're suffering from delusions of adequacy. You're pitiful, you're pitiful, it's true. Never had a date that you couldn't inflate. And you smell repulsive too. What a bummer being you. Forget romance. Everybody you know still calls you 40 pants, but you'll always have a job. Well, I mean, as long as you still can work that Slurpee machine. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. It's true. Chips off your chest while you're playing Halo 2. No one's classier than you. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, loser. You're pitiful. Play fetch by itself. You still live with your mom when you're 42. Guess you'll never grow a clue. Well, it just sucks to be you.
Freak. Accident. Accident.